Okay, this is weird. I think my egg timer just broke. Hey, hello. This is strange for me to be doing this. This is kind of like working with multidimensional time or something like that, because right now it's February.
I'm just doing it.
Oh god, I am working with multidimensional time.
February 5th
or something like that.
That's right.
And I have just set my like egg timer for 10 minutes. I don't have to talk for 10
minutes.
Which is now
broken.
So we'll see how this goes. I set like this doll in front of me that I have.
This is the second channel.
To talk.
She's lying down now.
And this is the fourth channel. It's not really working for me right now.
But,
whatever. I don't know. I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I've done like cam shows that are like
I have no
continents, even like one in Australia a few months ago, but I've never done one once. I did sound that I did days before my show.
I think
I don't even really know my show is even going to be yet.
I'm going to
have my absolute stories right now on the spot. So, well, I should probably tell you about myself, right?
Right.
I'm
Anna Voog.
My name is Anna Voog.
Get out the back. This guy.
I have a webcam.
Anacam.com.
Anacam.com. To be 24/7. I saw her. I'm blown away.
She's got a jacket.
Yes, I have a Minnesota.
And I was really confused.
I can't help it.
Very.
What can you say when someone has a knife to your throat? And I just knew I had to do it. I just plugged in.
I'm gonna get to the story.
She was doing it more
in
like
you know, in a place.
Here's the beat.
But I'm stirring it.
I'm on three. Three's the magic number, right?
So I should probably explain. The guy is like grabbing from behind. That was how to take it.
First channel, I know.
What you're saying on the screen right now is me actually live.
Freaking out.
Yes.
What the fuck? What the hell?
In my bedroom.
Well, first of all, this is taped before. But what you're seeing right now is me. In my bedroom, or I think in my bedroom, because that's where I'm planning on doing my show, in my bedroom, because sometimes when my computer is like, just talking to you and chat with you. I'm in my bedroom right now, typing to you, type to me your questions, whatever it is that you want.
Here's the two main things.
Ask me anything, and I'll type back to you.
And then I just kind of realized, it just suddenly took away.
Imagine
it's
my
dad.
versus no doing it anyway. And I'll need the timers on 5. I mean, I'm already halfway done, and I haven't even explained who I am, what I do, or anything. This is pretty much my daily routine. This is me trying to. I can't explain myself. So let me try. I'm gonna try to summarize. I'm really bad at analogy,
which is why maybe I have to do it 24/7 hours a day.
I don't know. Just go to my site later and check it out. Just see. I'm terrible at summarizing. So I was on this label. They wouldn't put my record out because I got a boot job. Yes. Can you believe it?
Yes.
Before
that, I
know I'm just like, it hasn't been a long time.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not.
I've been doing it for like 8 years. Site explored.
It doesn't matter.
By me, I guess.
That was supposed to come explored by a lot of people, though. A lot of people,
anyway, I had to come think that cams are really,
like a flash in the pan for major labels, but
easy to do. It is. It is really easy to do, for sure. You can just walk to Best Buy, buy yourself a cam, plug it in, chat to your friends, not for 5 minutes, but I'm just saying, keep it up for almost 9 years. Go try that. Try 24/7 for almost 9 years.
Anyway,
now that is hard.
I debated whether or not it's going to be
that is difficult. You can keep it on, while you're aging. Start it when you're 31, like me. And then reach 40, and then see how you
like breasts. Because I just like breasts.
A lot of people think, you start the cam.
Everyone in the world seems to be kind of breast obsessed. At least in America, we are. So I don't know.
I don't know. You're, putting all this information out. La 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 la.
Or what?
So I did put information out at first because I wanted people to get it. I wanted people to screw it. Stereotype.
I don't know anymore.
I was just sick of it. Sick of it to death. And I thought, oh my God, this is finally time. This is finally it. I'm gonna plug in my cam. Finally, everyone's gonna get what I do.
They're gonna decided to get a boob job and a dog, and I guess that was my.
You're just gonna go.
That was having my kid.
She's just a person like me,
making breasts or something like that.
Struggling with life.
It just happened to coincide with struggle
getting a cam.
It really absolutely nothing to do with each other. It was just kind of like
sheer synchronicity, serendipity,
normal stuff that you think about,
I was just at the right place at the right time. My boobs then saved my life.
For instance, I was on, I was in the, as I explained in Channel 1, I already put out, 5 records, and I'd been on, two late major labels, and it's been 11 years,
kind of, androgynous.
I don't know what you want
to do,
just
monster, some sort of female Marilyn Manson or something like that.
Anyway, when I got a boob job,
oh God, I already have, a blonde on very long.
No, I don't know time. What do I want you for?
Now you're just another blonde pimple,
and there's not
Dolly Parton for some reason.
But anyway,
I don't know. Yeah, I just look exactly like Dolly Parton. She's a boob. I don't know.
So he just won't release my record.
Everyone thinks you just all of a sudden, if you're on television, everyone thinks, oh my God, you're famous. You have like $1 million. You must be a millionaire. You're on television.
You have a mansion.
I'm like living in this tiny hovel of a place. A junky guy that was like had access to my room. He was like, what is it, a landlord?
A
junky landlord, just a slumlord, horrible place. And afterwards, fumbling my beautiful LA experience,
putting it in the lock,
get to the bottom
of this, and just typecast.
Right at that moment,
it was just really awful.
Going back,
I was a woman in the rock, and I really hated that statement.
Going back,
just
wanted to
a musician, just like everybody else. I don't like
the phone is ringing.
It was
strangely.
Female time, but
then again, I'm the one that does it.
I just wanted people to see that on camera.
I just wanted to see.
Phone was just
still
kind of an annoying.
Look, there's me on television.
And I knew it was my
glamour,
so now he's hanging on the couch, just sleeping, just freezing my ass off. Just
the dichotomy of that.
Just wanted people to see.
It was just that.
Anything.
If there was ever a time that I believed in angel intervention, this is going to be interesting.
I have a terrible accent.
I hate my voice.
The voice
sucks.
I can't imagine.
I'm nervous.
How frustrating it is.
Maybe
you've been there.
Boob job.
Yes,
it always keeps going back to that, isn't it?
Which is meant to not kind of slow down.
Plugged in my cam.
At all. Not Everyone went crazy. I don't know.
This is it.
Oh, the dinger just went off. That's been exactly 10 minutes. So I'm going to start over now. In the second channel.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to be here now, just saying hi.